The devotional content of the following Monty Mann's Meditorial is provided by Dale and Juanita Ryan and the National Association for Christian Recovery, copyright 2017, all rights reserved. For a free download of any of our shows, visit us at take12radio.com and click on Follow Me on Podomatic.
Well, greetings, everyone. I am the Monty Mann, your host on this week's Monty Mann's Recovery Meditorial, a presentation of Take 12 Recovery Radio. Did you know that we are the original and the oldest recovery talk and positive music radio station and podcast? That's right. And you can subscribe to our shows for fun and for free by visiting us at take12radio.com and clicking on any of the podcasting platforms listed there. Well, this week's meditorial is entitled, He Understands Our Grief and Our Doubts. Well, reading from Psalm 130, verses 1 and 2, out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. Well, last week we talked about grief, and we're going to continue in that topic. And here's the thing. Grief is often experienced as being in the depths. Sometimes it feels like we have been swallowed up by it. Our bodies ache. Our minds can't focus. Our hearts feel like, well, they're going to break. Our cry for help during times of grief may seem desperate and feeble. We want to believe that God hears us. We want to believe that God is attentive to our pain, but we feel uncertain. One of the most difficult experiences during seasons of grief is feeling as if our cries for help are falling on deaf ears. Like the psalmist here, we find ourselves pleading with God to pay attention. God, who may have seemed so present and attentive when our pain was less intense, can seem strangely absent just when we need God most. Well, we're in that kind of pain. We're often least able to experience God's loving presence, even though it's there. Well, this subjective experience of God's inattentiveness can be terrifying, but it can also be the starting point for growing a deeper and more meaningful faith. A faith that has found the courage to honestly face these experiences of God's absence will be a transformed faith. You know, many say that the 12 steps of recovery will change your life. But when you mix those spiritual disciplines with a relationship with the divine, it transforms your life. A faith that has survived seasons of grief, especially in recovery, will have experienced the realities of the spiritual life at a much deeper level. From experiences of this kind, we can learn to give up simplistic spiritualities. We can learn to pray with more honesty and integrity. Prayers like, can you see me, God? Can you hear me? Listen, please pay attention. I'm calling to you for help. I am overwhelmed with sorrow. Have mercy on me. Hear my cry for help, Lord. Well, in another psalm, Psalms 34:18, it says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. I can't think of a more crushing event than completely doubting God. Well, many people are convinced that when they are brokenhearted or when they doubt, when they grieve deeply over their losses, that God is displeased with them. If I doubt God, he'll turn away. Huh. God is sometimes seen as a person who expects us to be happy, even in the face of trauma and loss and disbelief. God is someone who asks us to snap out of it and cheer up. As a result, we anticipate rejection rather than compassion. Well, how surprising is it to hear that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, to the ones who doubt, to the ones who grieve. God does not expect cheerfulness 24/7. God does not reject us. God is compassionate and responsive. God is close, not far away. In dysfunctional families, difficult emotions often result in withdrawal and isolation. It is this kind of emotional distance that we now expect from God. It's not always easy to trust God to be close to us when we're brokenhearted and when we're doubting. And it's not always easy to allow ourselves the vulnerability of such closeness. But God is eager to heal us, to restore us, and to save us when our spirits are crushed. Here's a prayer, an honest one. When I was angry, Lord, I was sent to my room. Don't come out until you have a smile on your face. When I was sad, Lord, I was told to cheer up. Just snap out of it. Now I expect to be abandoned. I expect to be left alone with my pain. I expect to be lonely in my brokenness. When I am brokenhearted, when I am crushed in spirit, help me to rest in your promise to be close. Help me to rest in your promise to save. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Well, in closing, I'd like to share a song that means a great deal to me. It's a song that addresses grief. It addresses doubt. It's authored by a gentleman by the name of Steve Jones, and it's being performed by a former college friend of mine who several years ago passed away. His name? Doug Matthews. Doug was loved deeply by so many, and his incredible soul-searching voice lives on in songs like this one I'm about to play for you today. What makes this song so close to my heart is knowing what few didn't about my friend Doug back then in the days when he performed this piece for literally hundreds of people. You see, Doug was not unlike you and I. Doug had his struggles, which challenged his faith, burdened his heart, and grieved his spirit. And like so many of us, Doug had his doubts. Times he questioned God and their relationship. But when Doug would sing this song, it was clear to all who heard it that his faith was renewed. And you know, every time I listen to it, my faith is renewed as well. The name of this song is Thomas. Thomas was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ in the Bible. We discover from the story of Thomas that he was sincerely pledged to his master. And yet, like most of us, he fought with uncertainties and questions. On the day of his resurrection, Jesus appeared to a group of his disciples, but Thomas was not with them. After the disciples later explained to Thomas that they had witnessed the resurrected Lord, he answered, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and I put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Well, with those memorable words, Thomas acquired a nickname that he would be identified by throughout history: Doubting Thomas. Well, about a week after Jesus resurrected, he appeared before Thomas with an assurance that sealed the faith of his doubting heart. Listen now as my friend Doug Matthews sings Thomas.
I can't believe he's risen till I've seen him and touched his wounded side with my hand. to feel his palms where they've pierced him, and hear him sing his song of love again. Jesus, come and help my disbelieving. I need to have the strength to hear your song. Come and play the tune that I'll remember. Your melody of strength I've missed so long. You know I've doubted many things you've told me, but you know I've been let down before. If I believe what all my friends have told me, I know I'll never hear your song again. Thomas, touch my wounded side.
So many of us in our recovery fellowships, night after night, will admit that we are powerless over people, places, and things. But then we'll turn right around and contradict ourselves and go out and try and fix our issues on our own power. I get it. It's kind of who we are, right? But let us not forget that there is one who has all power. He is the one that redeems. He is the one who saves. He is the one who forgives. And he is the one that does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. May you find him now. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, it's the Monty Man. Listen, if you enjoyed that song performed by Doug Matthews, written by Steve Jones, entitled Thomas, you can listen and download that song for free along with each of the songs on the album Abide in Me, with Doug and Donna. Visit the website, DougAndDonna.com.